Okay, there is a very important race happening in the Village of Southampton. It's for the mayoral post between Michael Irving and Jesse Warren. Very contentious race. It's happening tomorrow. And we welcome Michael Irving to our program, to the airwaves first time. Sir, how are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well, Mike. You got an important one tomorrow. Polls will be open. What is it? 9 to 9 tomorrow, and this is one that has kind of made the papers a little bit. You are a former mayor of the Village, is that correct? You're a former mayor of the Village of Southampton. Talk about that for a second and why you're running again.
Well, previously, 2 years ago, I was the mayor of Southampton, and it was a great honor to be such. And I lost out to Jesse Warren, and at the time I wished him well and hoped that he would continue all the things that previous mayors and administrations had done in the Village. But we were soon dismayed at the fact that the Village was slipping quite a bit.
Yeah, and Michael lost a re-election run to Warren a couple of years ago. I think it was 45 votes. Differential-wise, when you ran for the first time, Mike, in 2017, Warren was a write-in. Is that correct? Was he a write-in candidate at the time?
He was a write-in. I was running against Chet Yastrzemski, and it was a very close race, too. But we kept it on a very good level. And Warren was a write-in, and he did achieve, I think, 125 write-ins, which is pretty spectacular.
No question about it. Now, there's a little bit of controversy brewing here with this thing because we've read it and everything else regarding the DA of Southwark. I know there is an investigation regarding alleged fraud, signature-wise, residency fraud. I was reading ballot harvesting and some other irregularities that has come into play here. One resident has requested 70 absentee ballots ahead of this election here. What is the latest and what's going on out there with this?
Well, the difficulty is this is a pretty passionate election, and passion breeds poor ethic choices. And in the last 2 years, the previous election for the trustees, there was a gross amount of absentee ballots that were submitted. We have 3,300 residents in the Village of Southampton, and of that, because of the absentee ballot thing, there's 3,200 voters. So there's been a lot of questionable people and questionable whether or not they do have the right to vote in our village. I don't think that there's necessarily any fraud that's taking place, but there's definitely a gross violation of the ability to register as a voter. And voting, you know, is a very important privilege, and it's our responsibility to make sure that when it's violated, that we address it.
We're talking with Michael Irving. He's running for the mayoral post. Very important election coming up tomorrow in the Village of Southampton. There's some controversy here because your opponent, Jesse Warren, apparently appointed an artist, Mike, with a criminal past to a committee tasked with making recommendations for the police department. It's part of the police reform process. So this mailer states that the gallery owner, is Albert Waldrup, is a convicted felon, which isn't true, apparently. He has been convicted of a misdemeanor, but says he's a convicted double felon on the website. What can you tell us about that as far as these types of situations are concerned?
Well, to begin with, I think we go back to my previous statement that passion breeds poor ethic choices. Obviously, that task force wasn't vetted correctly. As far as his claim of being a felon, I don't believe he is a felon. I think that, again, Southampton happens to be a very dramatic place, and he's utilizing a lot of those concepts and a lot of those write-ups on his website to promote his art.
So that's a little background stuff there. Let's get into the village itself. Tough times, we know, for all. But a AAA bond rating, that was the highest ever, correct, at one time, as far as the village is concerned?
Correct, and that was when I was mayor. I had seen that we had a number of outstanding bonds, and I felt that we needed to take advantage of the present low rates and bring them together and put them under a single bond, and we were able to, because of good financial practices of the past, get a AAA rating, which has really helped us in grant funding and also in borrowing costs. Hopefully this we can carry forward, and hopefully that the financial audits of the village of Southampton will be favorably respected.
You were in play. There was always good when you have a surplus. Doesn't matter what it is. $10 million, nothing to sneeze at here. And that was to address some of the infrastructure projects, right? What's the latest there? Sewer systems have been a big topic throughout the island. Was that money put to good use? Where are we at as far as infrastructure is concerned here?
That money was put to good use, and we, you know, the village is very fortunate to have a very strong tax structure, and we were very prudent in putting aside funds for, quote, a rainy day or an emergency service. The septic system was previously in 2013, at the time I was a trustee. We had reached all the way to the point of we had a sewer district designed and accepted, and we were going out to see how we were going to fund it. We had a number of public meetings on a split in the village, of which was at that time 75-25, 25% being paid by the residents outside the district. It wasn't met real well, and we were attacked for it. There was claims of overdevelopment, and despite that, we had already done a review of the business district and restricted a lot of the development, but it was favorable to do a sewer system then. Now that has come back into favor, and we're revisiting it again.
Mike Irving with us. You got a big race tomorrow, 9 to 9. The polls will be open. Michael, what about the influx? You know, you have so many people now that have come out to Long Island, especially on the eastern side of things. We know what's happening in and around the city, the real estate boom and everything else. Are you ready? Is the town ready to handle, you know, the population elevation here? How do you handle that? You have to make any adjustments? We've seen some of the numbers here. What's that as far as how you're going to handle things?
Well, without a doubt, the sewer system is going to be an integral part of that. We are about 99% built out in the village of Southampton, so I don't think that we're really seeing a huge population increase. We're seeing a huge population increase in respect to year-round residents. All the more reason to push ahead with a sewer system. So that's the direction we're going to take. Can the village handle it? Absolutely.
As mentioned in the beginning, there was a 45-vote differential. You had about 855 total votes, and that was back in the 2019 election. What are you expecting here as far as turnout is concerned? This has gotten a lot of attention. Do you expect those numbers to be usurped in some sort of way here?
Yeah, I do. I think that the turnout is going to be very strong. I think we're going to see in the neighborhood of 900 to possibly 1,000, which is huge for a small village like us. You've got to remember, we're only 6 square miles. So that's a huge turnout for a small village. So it is going to be a long day. It's 9-9. It's at 25 Pond Lane at the Southampton Cultural Center. So we hope everybody gets out and votes. It's very important to get out and vote.
Absolutely. You must get out and vote 9-9. Tomorrow the polls open. One last thing regarding your neck of the woods, and we have seen the Shinnecock Indian Nation make headlines. We know about the billboards on Sunrise Highway, proposed casino. They've been very vocal. You know, you have a supervisor out there in Jay Schneiderman who has done only as he could. That's allowed to him. Now, you're a small village. You mentioned the 6 miles and everything else. You are still part of the parameters of everything regarding the nation itself. How are you fielding questions and answers regarding their proposals upcoming? It could change the landscape in a lot of ways. Is there concern? Where are you at with all of this as far as some of these projects are concerned?
The Shinnecock Nation is moving ahead with a number of their projects, and they should rightfully do so. It's their sovereign nation, and they're looking to benefit the entire community of theirs. The one thing that I would say is that most of the individuals that are on the board of the nation at the moment went to school with my children, and I knew them growing up. So I think I have a very good relationship with them. Southampton Village itself is going to be a very important aspect to their growth, because they're going to need our services, both in emergency services, police services, and fire services. So it's important going ahead that we develop a good relation with the Shinnecocks.
All righty. We're going to keep an eye on this. Michael Irving, he is running for mayor, and the polls are open tomorrow, folks. Very important. 9A, 9B, get out and vote. Very important race we're keeping an eye on. We told you all week regarding some of these races for trustees and mayors. Very, very important stuff. Michael Irving, sir, good to have you. And we will follow the path here and report on it. We thank you for a couple here.
Yeah, that's great. And again, like you stressed, please get out and vote. It's very important. Your vote is an important aspect of the community.
Without question. Without question. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And we told you folks earlier, Margot Garant won another turn. I think it's 7 now. These races are very important. Don't think they're not. And this one has been very toxic as far as the back and forth between Jesse Warren and Mike. And, you know, Mike was mayor, Warren, and here we go again. So this is a very important race, especially with the population that has increased. And you worry about infrastructure. There's a lot happening with a lot of these projects. That's an important one tomorrow. We'll keep an eye on.